You will release every slave in Yunkai. Reject this gift, and I shall show you no mercy.
You are mad.
It was just as you said. The slave soldiers threw down their spears and surrendered.
The bid stays.
You're taking it to King's Landing, unless you kill me. Well, you must be on the way.
I'm not killing you, just making a few alterations.
No, no!
The Nightlord's closest to the Castle Black. It's got a secret sally port, the Black Gate, as old as the wall itself. It leads through the wall, right down into the Nightlord.
Stop.
But your father...
I won't share your bid. Not until you want me to.
What if I never want you to?
And so my watch begins.
He's a crow! He'll stab us in the back first chance he gets.
Kill him!
Wolves are out there. You're a warg, Bran. Do it.
I'm going beyond the wall. It won't be safe for Rickon.
I'm coming with you.
You and Osha and Shaggy Dog head for the last half.
She's going to kill him.
Sacrifice him.
The boy's your nephew.
The usurper Robb Stark. This is power in King's blood.
Got salt pork for the feast.
The feast is over.
No!
Mother.
The Lannisters send their regards. It's too late.
Thank you.
Eldrick Sarsfield and Lord Desmond Crinkle. Eldrick Sarsfield and Lord Desmond Crinkle.
What are you doing?
I have a list.
A list of people you mean to kill?
For laughing at me? Do I look like Joffrey to you? No, death seems a bit extreme. Fear of death, on the other hand.
You should learn to ignore them.
My lady, people have been laughing at me far longer than they've been laughing at you. I'm a half-man, a demon monkey, an imp.
You're a Lannister. I am the disgraced daughter of the traitor Ned Stark.
The disgraced daughter and the demon monkey were perfect for each other.
So, how should we punish them?
Who? Whom?
Sir Eldrick Sarsfield and Lord Desmond Crinkle.
Ah. I could speak to Lord Varys and learn the perversions. Anyone named Desmond Crakehall must be a pervert.
I hear that you're a pervert.
I am the imp. I have certain standards to maintain.
We could shapeshift Lord Desmond's bed. You cut a little hole in his mattress and you stuff sheet down inside. Then you sew up the hole and make his bed again. His room will stink, but he won't know where it's coming from.
Lady Sansa.
My sister used to do that when she was angry with me. And she was always angry with me.
Why sheep shift?
That's the vulgar word for dumb.
My lady.
Well, you asked me.
My lord, my lady, your father has called a meeting of the small council.
Killed a few puppies today.
Show
him. Oh, show him.
Oh. Apologies, my lord. Old fingers.
Rosalind caught a fine fat trout. Her brothers gave her a pair of wolf pelts for her wedding. Signed, Waldo Frey. Is that bad poetry, or is it supposed to mean something?
Robb Stark is dead. And his bitch mother. Write back to Lord Frey. Thank him for his service, and command him to send Robb Stark's head. I'm going to serve it to Sansa at my wedding feast.
Your Grace... Lady Sansa is your aunt by marriage.
A joke? Joffrey did not mean it. Yes, I did. I'm going to have it served to Sansa at my wedding feast.
No. She is no longer yours to torment.
Everyone is mine to torment. You do well to remember that, you little monster.
Oh, I'm a monster. Perhaps you should speak to me more softly then. Monsters are dangerous, and just now kings are dying like flies.
I could have your tongue out for saying that.
Let him make his threats. Hmm? He's a bitter little man.
Lord Tyrion should apologize immediately. Unacceptable, disrespectful. And in very bad taste.
I am the king! I will punish you.
Any man who must say, I am the king, is no true king. I'll make sure you understand that when I've won your war for you.
My father won the real war. He killed Prince Rhaegar. He took the crown while you hid on a costly rock.
The king is tired. See him to his chambers.
Come along.
Tired.
We have so much to celebrate. A wedding to plan. You must rest.
Grand Maester, perhaps some essence of nightshade to help him sleep.
I'm not tired!
stop you.
You just sent the most powerful man in Westeros to bed without his supper.
You're a fool if you believe he's the most powerful man in Westeros.
A treasonous statement. Joffrey is king.
You really think a crown gives you power?
No. I think armies give you power.
Mm-hmm.
Robb Stark had one. Never lost a battle. And you defeated him all the same. Oh, I know. Walder Frey gets all the credit. Or the blame, I suppose, depending on your allegiance. Walder Frey is many things, but a brave man, no. He never would have risked such an action if he didn't have certain assurances.
Which he got from me. Do you disapprove?
I'm all for cheating. This is war. But to slaughter them at a wedding.
Explain to me why it is more noble to kill 10,000 men in battle than a dozen at dinner.
So that's why you did it. To save lives?
To end the war. To protect the family. Do you want to write a song for the dead Starks? Go ahead. Write one. I'm in this world a little while longer. To defend the Lannisters. To defend my blood.
The Northerners will never forget.
Good. Let them remember what happens when they march on the south. All the Stark men are dead. Winterfell is a ruin. Roose Bolton will be named Warden of the North. Until your son by Sansa comes of age. I believe you still have some work to do on that score.
Do you think she'll open her legs for me after I tell her how we murdered her mother and brother?
One way or another, you will get that girl pregnant.
I will not rape her.
Shall I explain to you in one easy lesson how the world works?
Use small words. I'm not as bright as you.
The house that puts family first will always defeat the house that puts the whims and wishes of its sons and daughters first. A good man does everything in his power to better his family's position, regardless of his own selfish desires. Does that amuse you?
No, it's a very good lesson. Only it's easy for you to preach utter devotion to family when you're making all the decisions.
Easy for me, is it?
When have you ever done something that wasn't in your interest, but solely for the benefit of the family?
The day that you were born. I wanted to carry you into the sea and let the waves wash you away. Instead, I let you live. And I brought you up as my son. Because you're a Lannister.
Sansa. Let's find a place to sleep.
Hodor! Hodor!
Don't, Hodor. Maybe we shouldn't stay here. You'd rather be out there. There are a lot of stories about this place. Horrible stories.
I always quite like the horrible stories.
So did I. Once. You ever heard about the rat cook?
No. Who is he?
Just a cook in the Night's Watch. He was angry at the king for something, I don't remember. When the king was visiting the Nightfall, the cook killed the king's son, cooked him into a big pie with onions, carrots, mushrooms, and bacon. That night, he served the pie to the king. He liked the taste of his son so much, he asked for a second slice. The gods turned the cook into a giant white rat who could only eat his own young. He's been roaming the Nightfall ever since, devouring his own babies. No matter what he does, he's always hungry.
If the gods turned every killer into a giant white
it
rat...
It wasn't for murder the gods cursed the rat cook, or for serving the king's son in a pie. He killed a guest beneath his roof. That's something the gods can't forget.
The late Walder Frey. Oh, Tully called me because I didn't get my men to the Tridents in time for battle. He thought he was witty. Look at us now, Tully. You're dead. Your daughter's dead. Your grandson's dead. Your son spent his wedding night in a dungeon. And I'm Lord of River Run.
The Blackfish escaped.
An old man on the run, with no allies. I have Tywin Lannister backing me. Who does he have?
As you say.
They all laughed at me. All those high lords. They all thought they were better than me. Ned Stark, Hoster Tully. People snigger when I marry a young girl, but who said a word when John Arryn married a little Tully bitch?
You've been needing a new young girl.
Yeah. Got that to look forward to. And you, the Warden of the North, no more Starks to bow and scrape to. Must have been torture following that stupid boy all over the country.
He ignored my advice at every turn. If he'd been a trifle less arrogant.
Gore himself, the young wolf. How's that for pomposity? Well, here's to the young wolf. Who?
Forever young.
Will you move to Winterfell now that the war's over?
At some point, perhaps. The Winterfell's in ruins.
Yeah. What happened up there? I heard the Greyjoy boy seized the place. I heard he killed all the ravens, and after that, nothing.
I sent my bastard Ramsay to root him out. Robb Stark offered amnesty for the Ironborn if they gave us Theon.
And?
Ramsay delivered the terms. The Ironborn turned on Theon, as we knew they would. They handed him over, trussed and hooded. But Ramsay... Well... Ramsay has his own way of doing things.
Oh, there's my guy. You had a good-sized cock.
What? Yeah.
Pork sausage. You think I'm some sort of savage? People talk about phantom limbs. An amputee might have an itch where his foot used to be. So I've always wondered, do eunuchs have a phantom cock? Next time you think about naked girls, but you feel an itch.
Sorry. I shouldn't make jokes. My mother taught me not to throw stones at cripples. But my father taught me to aim for their head.
Kill me.
What?
Kill me.
A little louder.
Kill me!
You're no good to me, dead. We need you.
Name for you. What's your name?
Theon Greyjoy.
What's your name?
Theon Greyjoy.
Where are you going?
To Castle Black. I'm a brother of the Night's Watch.
My brother, he's in the Night's
Watch. Shush. Who's your brother?
Doesn't matter.
You're John's brother. The one who fell from the window.
No, I'm not.
I've been round ghost enough to know a direwolf when I see one. And I've heard all about Hodor.
Hodor.
I'd be dead if it wasn't for John. If you're his brother, you're my brother too. And anything I can do to help you, I will.
Take us north of the wall.
What? Why in the world would you
want
to...
I don't want to. I have to.
How did you get through the wall?
Does the well lead to an underground river? Is that how you came here?
Come with us. There are steps carved into the south side of the wall. Hodor can carry you to the top. We'll walk straight to Castle Black.
Come with us. There's nothing north but death.
If John is alive, then Castle Black's where he'll be. It's the safest place for you.
There's nowhere safe any longer. You know that.
What I know is what I saw. And if you saw it too, you'd run the other way.
You saw the White Walkers and the Army of the Dead.
How do you know that?
The Night's Watch can't stop them. The kings of Westeros and all their armies can't stop them.
But you're going to stop them.
Please, sir. I have to go north. have to.
Balon Greyjoy, Lord of the Iron Islands and Invader of the North. I give you until the full moon to order all Ironborn scum out of the North and back to those ship-stained rocks you call home. On the first night of the full moon, I will hunt down every islander still in our lands and flay them living, the way I flayed the 20 Ironborn scum I found at Winterfell. In the box, you'll find a special gift. Theon's favorite toy. He cried when I took it away from him. Leave the North now, or more boxes will follow with more Theon. Signed, Ramsay Snow, natural born son of Roose Bolton, Lord of the Dreadfort, and Warden of the North. Get that out of my sight. Theon disobeyed my orders. The boy's a fool. He cannot further the Greyjoy line. I will not give up the lands I have seized, the strongholds I have taken. Get this away from me.
He's your son.
Son? He's not a man anymore.
He's your son. He's my brother. He's a Greyjoy.
Watch yourself. I've made my decision.
And I've made mine. I'm going to pick the fastest ship in our fleet. I'm going to choose the 50 best killers on the Iron Islands. I'm going to sail up the narrow sea all the way to the Weeping Water. I'm going to march on the Dreadfort. I'm going to find my little brother. And I'm going to bring him home.
What is it?
Dragonglass. We found them at the Fist. Someone buried them a long time ago. Someone wanted us to find them.
Why? What are they for?
Killing White Walkers.
How do you know that? The Walker came for my baby. And Sam.
But no one's killed a White Walker in thousands of years.
Well, suppose someone had to be the first.
Take it, Hodor.
And the archer. I got lucky. With one of them. There are more. Many more. And for every one of them, they're dead men. More than you could count. I wish you'd come with us.
I wish I could. I really do.
Will you keep him?
Great. Never better.
This was a bit of blood.
I should have known. Every time a highborn asks my name, it's trouble. We're not really people to you, are we? Just a million different ways to get what you want.
I'm not the highborn.
She called you sir. I heard it.
The recent state of affairs. I was born a flea bottom, just like you.
Sure you were. You're my friend. You're here to help.
I live below the Street of Flower.
How far below? How close to the Red Keep were you?
The ship that poured from their privy pipes flowed down the side of the Egon's Hill, along Tanner's Row, and right in front of my front door, on Chain Alley. On the Street of Steel, with your armor and your knight, you lived in the fancy part of town. And here we are now. Two boys from Flea Bottom in the castle of a king.
Yeah, we've come a long way. We're all the same, really. She went to great pains to point that out to me.
If you mistrust fancy people so much, why were you in such a hurry to trust her?
You're me. Never been with a woman. Never talked to a woman, really. And then she comes at you. Big words, no clothes. What would you have done?
When she does know a way around a man's head, I'll give her that.
So how'd you become a lord?
Oh, that's a long story.
Better not then. I'm a bit busy.
Many years ago I helped King Stannis out in a difficult situation. He rewarded me with a lordship. And this.
You see? Highborns.
I didn't want to be a lord. I nearly didn't accept.
Why did you?
I did it for my son. I didn't want him to step over a river of shit every time he stepped through his front door. I wanted him to have a better life.
Does he?
He's dead.
How'd he die?
Following me.
When did you come to this strange country?
When I was 13.
You're only a child.
I stopped being a child when I was 9. My mother made sure of that.
You've been a good influence on our mutual friend, you know. He used to drink from sundown to sunup, visit 3 brothels a night, gamble away his father's money. Now it's just the drinking.
And now I'm his wife's servant. I brush her hair and clip her nails and empty her chamber pot.
She is a sweet young thing. None of this is her fault.
I love that girl. I would kill for her. Do you think that makes it easier for me?
No. I expect not.
She's young and she's beautiful and highborn.
We break bread with them, but that doesn't make us family. We've learned the language, but we'll never be their countrymen. If you let yourself believe that a foreign girl with no name could spend her life with the son of Tywin Lannister...
I have a name.
You have one name, as do I. Here, only the family name matters.
What do you want from me, Lord Ferris?
Diamonds. I tell you to beware carrying so much wealth, but you know how to protect yourself. Get on one of those ships. Sail to Pentos, or Lys, or Mere. You can buy a house with these diamonds. A very large house. Hire servants. Start a new life, a good life, far from here. The mysterious foreign beauty. You'll have suitors lining up.
Why do you want me to leave?
Tyrion Lannister is one of the few people alive who can make this country a better place. He has the mind for it, he has the will, he has the right last name, and you... You are a complication. I know you love him. And I know it's true love, not bought by gold and silver. I'm not asking you to leave him for money. I'm asking you to leave because your presence in the capital endangers him. This will never be your home, my lady. Find a true home somewhere far from here while there's still time.
Lord Ferris. If he wants me to leave, he can tell me himself.
Keep up.
I don't think I can, my lord.
It's not easy being drunk all the time. Everyone would do it if it were easy.
Please. So, enjoying married life. An unhappy wife is a wine merchant's best friend.
She doesn't deserve this.
Deserve? Be careful with that. Start trying to work out who deserves what. And before long, you'll spend the rest of your days weeping for each and every person in the world.
There's nothing worse than a late-blooming philosopher. Will you be facing your marriage to Sir Loras with the same philosophical spirit?
I won't be marrying Sir Loras.
I seem to remember saying something similar about my own marriage.
You're not me. You want to make things better for Sansa? Give her a child.
So you can tell Father it was you who finally talked me into it.
So she can have some happiness in her life.
You have children. How happy would you say you are?
Not very. But if it weren't for my children, I'd have thrown myself from the highest window in the Red Keep. There's no reason I'm alive.
Even Joffrey.
Even Joffrey. It was all I had once. Before Marcella was born. I used to spend hours looking at him. His wisps of hair. His tiny little hands and feet. Such a jolly little fellow. You always hear the terrible ones were terrible babies. We should have known. Even then, we should have known. It's nonsense. Whenever he was with me, he was happy. And no one can take that away from me, not even Joffrey. How it feels to have someone. Someone of your own.
How long does it go on?
Until we've dealt with all our enemies.
Every time we deal with an enemy, we create two more.
And I suppose it will go on for quite a long time.
I'm telling you, that's what she did. Sounded like a cow in heat. Aye, not for long.
Right. But Walder shut her up right quick. None of the Starks had much to say by the end of that meal.
Tell you what, though. The hardest thing was getting that wolf's head to stay on the body. You sold it off.
I did.
I bet there were 1,000 men claiming they were the one.
It was me. And Malcolm and Talbot. The thing was so heavy it fell off the first time. Took the skin right with it. What we ended up having to do was hook the needle right under the collarbone, give it a nice firm mooring, and...
What do you want?
Mind if I keep warm?
Fuck off.
But I'm hungry.
Does fuck off mean something different where you're from?
I've got money.
What kind of coin is that?
It's worth a lot. Sorry.
Bullshit.
Where did you get the knife?
From you.
Is that the first man you've killed?
The first man.
Next time you're going to do something like that, tell me first.
You know, I didn't have a choice. Joyce knew who I was. What I am. I have to go home now. I know he won't hurt me.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
I do know some things. I know I love you. I know you love me. I have to go home now.
This must look. No, what I meant was...
I swear to you, my lord.
I'm not a lord, my dear. Not for many, many years. Every man who joins the Night's Watch renounces all former title. Among other things. What is your name?
Gilly.
Ah, for the gilly flower. Lovely.
Yes, my...
Maester.
Master.
Maester.
And the child?
She hasn't chosen a name yet.
His name is Sam.
Charlie. Do you remember the oath you swore when you joined this order?
He's not my child, Maester Raymond. She's one of Craster's wives. I remember every word of the oath. Night gathers and my watch begins. I am the shield that guards the realms of men. The realms of men. That means her as well as us. We didn't build 500 miles of ice wall 700 feet high to keep out men. The night is gathering, Mr. Raymond. I've seen it. It's coming for all of us.
Billy, you and your son will be our guests for the time being. We certainly cannot send you back beyond the wall.
Thank you, Maester. I can cook and clean, and I can...
Good. Samuel, fetch a quill and inkwell. I hope your penmanship is better than your swordplay.
Miles better.
We had 44 ravens at last count. Make sure they're all fed. Every one of them flies tonight.
To His Grace, King Stannis Baratheon. Invited to the name day celebration for Rylene Florent on the first nigget.
Night.
First night of the full moon. Why is there a G in night?
I don't know. I just this.
Well, your father's not going to go to that.
My books are better than these boring scrolls. You could read about Balerion the Dread. They say you can still see his skull in the dungeons beneath the Red Keep. I'd like to see that someday.
I've been trying to stay out of those dungeons my whole life.
His fangs were as long as bastard swords.
Aye, well, Balerion's definitely better than anything your cousin Rylene's got on offer. But now that I'm your father's hand again, I have to keep him informed. King does not have time for this drudgery. To all the lords and noble men of Westeros.
Noblemen.
Noble men of Westeros. The night's watch implores.
What is it? Why are they ringing the bells? Are we being attacked?
Stay here. Bar the door.
The usurper Robb Stark is dead, betrayed by his bannerman.
And you take credit because you dropped a leech into the fire.
I take no credit. I have faith, and my faith has been rewarded.
Your Grace, the world has got so far bent. I've seen things crawl out of nightmares, but my eyes were open. I don't know if Robb Stark died because of the Red Woman's sorcery or because at war men die all the time, but I do know that uniting the Seven Kingdoms with blood magic is wrong. It is evil, and you are not an evil man.
Do you know who had this table carved and painted, Sir Davos?
Aegon Targaryen.
And do you know how Aegon Targaryen conquered Westeros?
On the back of his dragon, Balerion the Dread.
He had a smaller fleet than the kings he faced, and a smaller army, but he had three dragons, dragons of magic, Sir Davos. My enemies have made my kingdom bleed. I will not forget that. I will not forgive that. I will punish them with any arms at my disposal.
You do not need to burn the boy. If what you say is true, a drop of his blood killed Robb Stark.
And our king is still no closer to the Iron Throne. A great gift requires a great sacrifice.
Bottom, who happens to be your nephew.
What is the life of one bastard boy against a kingdom?
Everything.
The boy must die.
What are you doing?
You're leaving.
This is some kind of trick.
Yes, but not on you.
Aim for that star. Don't stop. There's bread and water. Go slow with it.
If you finish it off, no matter how thirsty you get, don't drink seawater.
I'm not to drink seawater.
Row for a full day and night, and you'll reach Rook's Rest.
You want to stop there. Don't.
He'll find you.
Where should I go?
Just keep the post on your left side until you reach King's Landing.
The gold cloaks are looking for me.
They've been looking for me for 20 years. Do they know your face?
No.
I'd worry more about the Red Woman. The other way. You ever been in a boat before?
Huh?
You know how to swim?
No.
Don't fall out. Go on.
Why are you doing this?
Because it's right. And because I'm a slow learner. When you get to Flea Bottom, have a bowl of brown for me.
I don't think you can see us.
So, push now. You're home. Carry him inside. Gently.
Country boy, people working there.
Don't deny it.
No. I let him go.
Your mercy saved the boy's life. You feel good about that?
I do.
You saved one innocent.
How many tens of thousands have you doomed?
There has got to be another way.
What other way? Tell us about this other way.
I don't know, Your Grace. I can't see the future in the fire.
Very well, Sir Davos Seaworth. I, Stannis, of the House Baratheon, first in my name, rightful king of the Andals, and the first men sentenced you to die.
I understand. But since you haven't yet unnamed me Hand of the King, it is my duty to advise you against it. You're going to need me.
Take him away.
Well, I'm going to need you.
My king.
It's from Maester Aemon of the Night's Watch. Their Lord Commander is dead. Took a ranging party north and never made it back. One lad did, though. What he saw beyond the wall, it's coming for all of us.
When did you learn to read?
Taught me before he died so I could be of better service to you.
This war of five kings means nothing. The true war lies to the north, my king. Death marches on the wall. Only you can stop him.
You can't stop him alone. You need someone to rebuild your army for you. Someone to convince this lord and that lord to fight for you, to bring sellswords and pirates to your side.
I've made my decision.
He's right. You need him. He has a part to play in the war to come.
Do you see, Sir Davos? You've been saved by that fire god you like to mock. You're in his army now.
They will come, Your Grace, when they're ready.
Perhaps they didn't want to be conquered.
You didn't conquer them. You liberated them.
People learn to love their chains.
Daenerys Targaryen, Jalmazmo, Dorzalti, Dario Sicudo Dariti Vestero, Munia Zadrizolti, Zavazersko Enka Jivaderve.
No.
Tarri Jelvazi Enkot Daor. Jevite Bagon daor. Dervi Jerisi di Bilos daor. Gemele Melisi di Bilos. Lomiri Ziri, Mesmagon Bestila. Tolvis Jevis.
Misa!
Misa!
What does it mean?
So, Picardi, Khaleesi.
his name. Mother. Tonight, see for what happened.
You need to be back on.